Final 30 minutes here on Weekend Huddle, Black Friday edition, also White Girl Friday edition, which is just as good. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier, Brandon Bigsby here with you. Breaking news here. This comes from Gators Online senior writer Zach Olbaverdi, also reposted by On3. Sources: Florida does not expect to land Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin and is closing in on other targets. In recent days, sources says Kiffin's erratic communication and behavior has led UF to think he may be more interested in his other options. On3 has quoted and said, this is quoted by Chris Lowe, can confirm it's down to Kiffin either staying at Ole Miss or going to LSU. There you go.
Well,
it's all playing out here.
In the break, I was, you know, listening to some stuff on Mississippi State Twitter, and there was one video, and someone asked, is the Mississippi State band playing LSU's fight song? Indeed. Yeah, there was, can't play it for radio because there are some words in there that cannot be played over FCC violations.
What are they saying, coach? I can't hear them.
Saying something, but they were playing the, trolling the Ole Miss fans as they were walking into Davis Wade Stadium with LSU's fight song, and I love every bit of it because
oh, I love it.
To me, that's exactly where he's going. He's going to LSU when they lose to
I him. Love it because not that I think he's going to go there. He may, and I may be wrong, but that is getting in your opponent's head at its finest.
I love it.
All right, so the results are in. This is going to be the greatest transition in the history of sports radio. What is the best pie? We asked you on our poll on Twitter. Cherry, apple, pumpkin, or pecan? Through 65 votes, 36.9% of you went with the worst option possible. Pecan pie.
I'm shocked.
I am too. In second comes apple with 27.7%. Pumpkin in third with 20%. And the best option available, cherry, at 15.4%. What are we doing?
Disgraceful.
You people.
Pumpkin should be number one on this list.
No, pumpkin's disgusting.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's terrible.
You're missing out.
I've had it before.
A little pumpkin spice pie, man.
I don't like it.
A little whipped cream on top?
I don't like it.
Mix it with some ice cream?
No.
A milkshake it up?
No. I don't like it.
Anything to change your mind?
Nope.
Pecan should be at like two or three.
Should be at like four. Pecan's terrible.
I'm with Connor on this one. That is probably my furthest down on that list.
Someone texted in earlier and said, what is it, chess pie or whatever?
Yeah, chess pie. Yeah, Joey in Bellevue.
I've never had that before.
Chess pie?
But cherry is the number one option. Cherry warmed up with ice cream, vanilla ice cream on top, is an undefeated combo. And you people are lying to yourselves.
Look, I think chess pie should be on the list. I mean, appreciate Joey for mentioning that. I mean, it is one of those southern delicacies. I get it. But I don't know if it's in the popular top, I don't know, top three.
I'm surprised. Why did pecan win? What are we doing?
Look, pecan's a good pie. It is a good pie.
No, it's not.
It's good. It's delicious. I'm not a fan of the sweet, sweet pies like the cherry pies. Yeah, that's too sweet.
I'll tell you what pie sucks. Key lime. Apparently that was fighting words.
Yeah.
That feels a little blasphemous, Connor. I'm not going to lie to you.
Screaming at me.
That hurts a little bit, Connor. Yeah. Key lime pie is pretty darn good.
What are your thoughts on fudge pie?
You can overdo a fudge pie. You can overdo
it. It's overdone.
Yeah. Like if you put too much of the chocolate into it.
Coconut cream.
Yeah, I'm indifferent on that one. That's tough.
My mom yesterday made pear cranberry.
I can dig with that.
It was really good.
It's like a sweet tart type of...
Yeah, it had the right amount of like tartness.
I'm going to do my best, Connor, to finish this show out.
Oh, I know you are, because I'm kind of with you. And they are wearing gray pants.
Please tell me they're trolling in the student section. Please tell me they're trolling.
Did they come out in the four-wheeler? Otherwise, it's not worth watching.
They did come out in the four-wheeler. I am praying they are trolling in the student section. That whatever that flag is, I hope it says LSU. That'd be great.
Did you see that apparently two Mississippi State fans came in the Ole Miss's locker room at 3 a.m. and stole Trinidad Chambliss's jersey?
Love it. Love it. The troll job is here. I love it.
Not today, Joe. You're not getting me today, Lou, sir. not getting me today. Weston Hermitage, hot pecan pie with caramel drizzle and vanilla vanilla ass cream. He meant to say vanilla ice cream, and it auto-corrected to vanilla ass cream is the only way to go. Key lime pie is the absolute worst. God bless.
I don't know about that one. Love it. All right, a little stop action. All right.
Do you want to just do like play-by-play for the next 20 minutes?
I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but let's not. It's bad radio for these people. They don't want that.
Ole Miss's helmets suck today.
Yeah, they're one of those little granite-style helmets, like a granite camouflage, white.
I'm mad that they're not wearing Navy helmets with red numbers.
Yeah.
Where's the tradition?
I know, right?
But
that's what I'm saying. Lane wants to break tradition. He doesn't want it.
That's just me. Can you tell we're folding at this point in the show? 615-737-1025
bending,
is the phone
number.
Bending. We bend, don't break.
There you go.
Coming up next, we'll play a little exhibition game of where are they now. Why not? Brandon versus Nick. How's that sound?
Love it.
All right, we'll do that coming up next right here on the Weekend Huddle on 1025 The Game. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Oh, yeah, Rebecca Black. Bring us back in. Welcome back in. Final segment here on this Black Friday edition of the Weekend Huddle. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Brandon Bigsby. And as we do all the time, we'll wrap things up with our favorite game. Where are they now? Now, Brandon, I think you've played before, but I'll refresh you on the rules. It is five players. The first three are in North America. The last two are anywhere in the world. You got to guess the league, and then the specific team. It's 1 point for league, 2 points for specific team.
Okay, this is actually my debut on this one.
So, oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, this is my first one.
Okay. We'll be ready for you then. I brought elite polls today.
Oh, boy.
It's a heater. Hopefully we'll have, as Jeff says, great radio, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or being a jerk.
He's being authentic.
Okay.
What a nice guy. Jeff's great.
I appreciate it. All right, are we ready?
Let's do this thing.
All right, hit the music. If we don't have
the
music.
Continue.
That's okay. You mentioned him earlier. Former Mississippi State cornerback, Jonathan Banks.
Wow.
Where is he now?
Jonathan Banks was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in the day, I believe, in 2014. I'm going to go with...
There we go.
I'm going to go UFL, playing for the San Antonio Brahmas.
Okay. Does that team exist anymore? I know there was a lot of UFL teams that said...
That's the Rocks team, so yeah. I'm sure they'd sticking around.
The final team. All right, UFL for the San Antonio Brahmas.
Go ahead, Brando.
Brahmas. Go ahead, Brando.
I'm going to say UFL Birmingham Stallions.
You are both incorrect. He's in the NFL, playing for the Houston Texans.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
I did not know that.
So we're knotted at nada. In the spirit of the Egg Bowl, I've given you a Mississippi State player. I'll give you an Ole Miss player now.
Okay.
Former Last Chance U star and Ole Miss quarterback, Chad Kelly.
He's in the CFL playing for, I believe, the Toronto Argonauts.
Brando?
I'm going to say CFL Montreal.
Montreal Alouettes. We got a three-pointer, ladies and gentlemen. Chad Kelly in the CFL, playing for the Toronto Argonauts.
Bang!
However, Brando is on the board because he got CFL correct.
That's correct.
So it is 3-1. This one's a bit out of the box, but since we've incorporated coaches into this now, I'm bringing him in.
Okay.
Former scandaler. Former Michigan Wolverine cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Connor Stallions coaching today?
Connor Stallions is coaching. I thought he was at the high school level. Is high school level okay?
Yes, yeah, it's acceptable.
Okay, all right. I think he's coaching at the high school level and whatever the alma mater is of Derek Mason. That was the last time I've heard of that. So that's where I'm at.
I don't remember Derek Mason's alma mater. Brando?
Yeah, I'm
let
like.
Let me fact check this.
I'm like 95% sure he's at the high school level. I couldn't tell you where, though.
He is at the high school level. I am fact-checking to see.
And let me clarify, in the state, it's in Michigan.
Oh, my God, Nick Frazier, you're correct. He is at the high school level coaching at Mumford High in Detroit, the alma mater of one Derek Mason.
Let's go!
So that is that history right there? No, I've done it before. I've set the record with 12th.
Okay, well, I'm at 6
right now. So you're
at
6. You're halfway there.
We're moving the chains, boys and girls.
But Brando's on the board again because he got high school. So it's 6-2. All right, we now move to the worldwide portion of the contest. Where is UMass, West Virginia, and Kentucky legend power forward Trey Mitchell play?
And this is across the world or just
anywhere? Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go Europe, especially in Spain, playing for Real Madrid.
Brando, and why is Blake Shapen not playing?
I'm also going to go with Europe, but I'm going to say he's playing in Greece.
He is playing in France for J.L. Bourg.
Okay. J.L. Bourg.
Yeah. B-O-U-R-G.
Gotcha.
Bourg.
Shapen's not playing because of a shoulder injury.
Oh, he's out today?
Yeah.
For the whole game?
I believe so.
Eesh. I don't like that. All right, so it's 6-2. I think Frazier's already got this one clinched up, but just for funsies, where is Nashville Predators legend Denis Gurianov?
Denis Gurianov is...
Or, sorry, I should say it. Denis Gurianov!
Is playing in Russia for the Russian Knights.
Brando?
I was also going to say Russia, but I'm going to say for SKA.
Bingo Brando. Three-pointer right there.
Whoa.
He is in the KHL for CSKA Moscow.
It's 6-5.
Should we just give him one more?
Oh, it's 7-5 because I got one because I said Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's still
time. Sorry, Brando.
That's okay. We put up a good fight. I'll take that.
Yeah. It was a valiant effort till the finish. He just happened to nude Chad Kelly.
It's my guy.
So...